Sotepark, Tas Mishnah Beis. Nimsa Taman Bagal Otali Be'ilon. They found the dead body buried underneath rubble, rocks, or Otali Be'ilon, or hung on a tree, Otsaf Al Pnei Amayim, or floating on the water. Lo Haya Orphan, they would not do Egla Rufa, Shenemar Ba'adama. The Torah says, Ba'adama, on the ground, Veloy Taman Bagal. And it comes to exclude, not hidden underneath a heap of rocks. No fell. You found a body that fell down, veloy tali be'ilon, and not a body that's hanging erect on a tree in a vertical fashion. Basada, the dead body was found in a field. And the drasha is veloy tsaf al pnei hamayim, and it can't be floating on the water. Nimtza samach lesfar, if they find the body near the border of Eretz Yisrael to a neighboring Goyish nation, o le'ir sheruba nachrim, or even if it's found near a city in Eretz Yisrael, even if the city was in Eretz Yisrael and it was a Jewish city. But most of the people in that city were Goyim. O le'ir she'ein ba'beistin, or the corpse is even found near a city that has no beistin. Lo haya orphan, they would not do egla rufa. Ein moedin ela me'ir she'esh ba'beistin. They only measure from a city that has a beistin. Now, this is pashut. We just said that they don't measure from a city that doesn't have a beistin. So the Gemara says, the Rab brings, what the Mishnah is telling us by repeating this is that even if the city has no beistin, one would maybe think that therefore we don't do the whole process of Egla Rufa. But that's not true. We just ignore that city because it has no Beis Din, but then we look for the closest city that has a Beis Din. So if the city that's closest doesn't have a Beis Din, we ignore that and we always measure to the city that has a Beis Din. Some of Farshim learn because a real city is a city that has a Beis Din. Nimsim bechuvan bein shtei ayarus, if it's found to be exactly the same between two cities, even to the hair's breadth, which is a very incredible feat. Shtein mivios shtei agolos, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that yochol letzamtzem, that it's possible to make an exact calculation, and therefore both of the cities would bring all together two agolos, one for each city. However, the Tanakhama disagreed. According to the Tanakhama, like the Rav brings, which is the halacha, the Rav says, both of the cities would bring one agel, Bishutfis, and make a condition that the other city would get as a matana their half if that was the closest city, and vice versa as well. Then Yerushalayim via Egla Rufa, and it's learned that from the pasuk. If the city that's closest is Yerushalayim, it would not be an Egla Rufa because the Torah says Ba'adama Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lecha Nachla L'Rishta. So it has to be a Nachla inheritance. Yerushalayim is not inheritance. It was not split up amongst the Shvatim. And that's why it would not be included in the parsha of Egla Rufa.